All right, this is songwriting, the next part, which is, it's called harmonic rhythm. All right. It's this fancy word. It simply means the rhythm that's dictated by how many chords you have in a bar. You know, if you have one chord in a bar, you can either strum the whole thing, or you can strum once, two, three, four, or twice, one. Rhythm is up to you. There's a lot of flexibility. But when there's two chords in a bar, you have to at least play two half notes, right? So you have, you can one, two, three, four. So it's like suddenly your rhythm is forced to change. Your rhythm, your right hand strumming is forced to change to address the fact that there's two chords in a measure. If there's four chords in a measure, you've got to play at least, at minimum, four quarter notes. Like, that. So it's just a fancy way of saying that how many chords you have per bar dictates in some ways the rhythm you have to play. But what does this have to do with songwriting? Well, the technique of varying up the harmonic rhythm can go a long way to now, so for the purposes of people listening, we are now at the point where we have a beautiful song which is in the key of D. And it's pretty much, the whole song is pretty much one chord per bar. And it's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with the song. You could leave it totally as is. We're just giving you tools and to making you aware of things you wouldn't think about. It's a very common technique to vary up the harmonic rhythm in different sections. For example, this A section goes D, E minor, to do instead of one chord every bar, one chord every two bars, right? So now it'll sound like D minor to A. Same chords you have here. Right, now I'm not trying to rewrite your song. It's going to be up to you, but I'm just giving you tools. So that sounded pretty cool, right? All of a sudden, it went from kind of a very, you know, humming along to kind of more airy and spacious feel. Now, what if on the chorus, I'm just giving you examples. What if on the chorus I really want to drive it home and I want to bring a lot of harmonic rhythm to my section? I'm going to do two chords per bar instead of, in the verse it was one chord per bar, and in the pre-chorus it was one chord every two bars. Now I'm going to do two beats each, right? So it would be something like, you know, so let me just give you an example of what that sounds like. For example, verse. Now, in this particular example, I went from, you know, 4 beats per chord to 8 beats per chord to 2 beats per chord. Maybe it doesn't make sense. It can, but maybe it doesn't make sense to kind of go backwards and then forwards. Maybe it would have made more sense for me to go, you know, 2 beats, 1 chord for 2 bars, 8 beats per chord. Let's just talk beats. 8 beats per chord to 4 beats to 2 beats. And you're kind of funneling down, you know. But this is a very common technique. So your homework is, you don't have to rewrite this. You could come up with a new song, but make each section, the three different, ideally for a song would be 3 different sections. Make each section have a different harmonic rhythm, makes sense? Let's do another key as well. What do you think about that? We did the key of D and we had the harmonized scales played together. Wait, so before I move on to the harmony, harmony part, was there any questions about the harmonic rhythm?
No, not really.
The only other thing I would say is it doesn't have to be all, like each section doesn't have to be all one or the other, but predominantly each one, you know. For example, if you're doing a chorus, it's two beats each. Chord, I played four beats, and so you're not violating. I'm not going to get upset over that. Obviously, it's your song, but the homework is make three different sections. You don't even have to make up the words if you don't want. Just make up three different sections that are in the same key and have different harmonic rhythm, right? Predominantly. All right.